Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and to praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bible, pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if we can have our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, Lord, thanking you for another opportunity, Lord, to come before you in prayer, my God. Oh, my Heavenly Father, we ask you to look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our souls, my God. Let sins be forgiven, my God. Blot out transgressions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask you to heal tonight, my God. Send deliverance, Lord. Send thine word, Father. Send it in power and demonstration, Lord. Oh, my God, let it go out tonight, Lord. Let it reach some heart tonight, my God. Let it prick unto repentance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles for thine people, my God. Oh, my God, that soul that has been looking and asking in your name, Lord. Grant the petition tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, those that are sick tonight, Lord, that are stricken with COVID, my God, stricken with the lung disease, Lord, stricken with the blood clots, my God. Oh, my Father, we ask you to move right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know thou art able, my God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come before you, Lord, knowing that thou art able, God, to do all things, Lord. You can do the impossible, Lord. You cannot fail, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Father, go into the prison, my God. Touch somebody's heart right now, Lord. Touch somebody's mind, my God. Loose the shackles of their mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have your way, my God. In the name of Jesus, raise somebody up, Lord. Off of their sick bed, my God. I know you're able, God. Oh, my God, do it for us tonight, Lord. Do it right now while we're praying, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, go on the prayer list, Lord. Those that are sick and shut in, Lord, those that are requesting a special prayer, God, do it right now, Lord, according to your will, God, in your name, Lord. Do it right now, my God. You said anything, my God, that we ask in your name, Lord. You said you will do it, my God. We're asking you tonight, Lord. We're asking in your name, Lord. Do it right now, Lord. Right now, my God. Do it right now, Lord. You are right now, God, Lord. You're always on time, Lord. You're never too late, my God. Do it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the listeners tonight, my God. Oh, my God, touch right now, Lord. Give strength to the weak, Lord. We know you're able, my God. Lift up the bowed down head, Lord. Oh, strengthen the feeble knees, God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, God. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. Oh, my God, rain down on us, Lord. Oh, my God, rain down your spirit, Lord. Send thy anointing, Lord. Send your power, my God. Moving, empowered in demonstration, God, of the Holy Ghost, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, save, God, filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Yes, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, look on the speaker of the hour, my God. Speak through and to them, God. In the name of Jesus, let your word go out and let it have free course, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my Father, these and all things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 100th number of Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 100th number of Psalms.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture and the beautiful opening prayer. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast again. This is Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. The dial-in, you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title 1, school, and 1 is O-N-E. Added to our prayer list is the bereaved Frazier family. We will continue to pray for it. Titus Edmond Sr., the bereaved Edmond Williams family, for Henry Edmond, Chris Lane, for Sister Mary Edmond, for the bereaved McFadden family, for Michael Carr, Brother Steady Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, who lost her grandchild, Mariah McBride, Robin Mansay, who's been diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Allen Sr., who also has cancer, Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Janice Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And if I were going to sing a little bit of a song, it would be... Dear Jesus, I love you. You're a friend of mine. You supply my every need. My hungry soul you feed. I'm aware you are my source, from which all blessings flow, and with this thought in mind, I know
just where to go. Dear Jesus, I love you. You're a friend of mine. You supply my every need. My hungry soul you feed. I'm aware you are my source, from which your blessings flow, and with this thought in mind, I know where to go.
Lord.
Amen. Ooh. Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. Somehow my phone disconnected.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Amen.
We love Jesus. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Humming, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God and to whom honor is due. I'm just so thankful that the Lord blessed us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. I thank God because the prayer was, I tell you, that prayer was quite anointed, and I could feel the presence of the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the opening scripture and also for that beautiful selection. Even though you got disconnected, the song did not get disconnected, but it went on. Just a song to the Lord Jesus saying, "Dear Jesus, I love you." Oh,
yes.
Praise the Lord. He loved us so. It's so beautiful that we can love him. Oh, glory to God. And it's not that we loved him, but because he loved us, he loved us first.
All right.
And he blessed us. Oh, it's such a blessing to just sing to the Lord and let him know that we love him. It has to be personal, though. You have to really get to know Jesus, hallelujah, to know what this love is all about. Praise be to God. Look, I thank God for that selection, and that's a song that I don't mind. My soul just felt deep inside to just sing that to the Lord, because this Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise
joyful
to the Lord, all ye land.
Yes.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." So when we go before his presence, we can go singing, "Dear Jesus, I love you." Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. And I tell you, that's just so beautiful. And I thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. I'm looking forward to God blessing us through the word of God. So let's get ready to hear from the Lord. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's prepare our minds. Whatever you're doing right now, you need to just put that aside. Stop what you're doing. Put on your listening ears. Open your heart so that God can speak directly to you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe somebody is waiting to hear a word from the Lord. Somebody is hungry for the word of God. Thirsty after the word of God. And I believe God is ready to feed you and to quench your thirst. So get ready to hear the word of God. And without any further ado, we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As she comes forth, let's pray along with her and for her that the Lord will have his way. God bless again, May.
Praise the Lord. God and our Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you for one more chance to impart thy word. We pray that you will take control. Let your word reach some soul, that it may break up the stony hearts, that someone might give their life to you before it's too late. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done. We'll give thy name the praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Let us go to the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and verse 26. We're going to back up a little bit and go to back up to verse 23. "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Praise the Lord. And skipping down to verse 30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Praise the Lord. My title tonight, Don't Let Anger Live in You. And my theme, Anger Resteth in the Bosom of Fools. Praise the Lord. I tell you, my soul is stirred up when I think about what God has done for his people. He has given us life. He has laid down his life that we might be free. And now some have come to a point of getting lifted up. And I tell you, God hates a proud look. Glory to God, we have to be humble and submissive to the will of God. And the Bible is telling us in verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. He's saying, yes, be ye angry, but don't sin. Don't go and commit a sin because you're angry. As we look out into the world, we can see how some, they get so angry until they go out and they commit sin. They kill somebody. They take somebody's life. Glory to God. But God, he gave his life for us. Who are we that we should get so angry and hateful that we go out and take another man's life? Glory to God. We need, as the people of God, to learn how to get rid of the anger and the bitterness. We don't need that living in us. Jesus, he made a way that we might be free. Why should we go around carrying anger living in us? Hallelujah, day after day, night after night. Glory to God. And some go from year to year, and some even go until you think their loved ones go to the grave. Hallelujah. They're still holding anger in their heart. But the Bible said, be angry and sin not. They come to a point where they're holding that so long until they begin to sin. When they see you coming, hallelujah, they got a frown on their face as if to say, I can't stand to see you coming. But God has made us so that we love one another. Glory to God. And we ask God to forgive us even if we got angry during the day. If somebody trespassed against us during the day, we ask God to forgive us. We don't continue to go and carry that anger, but we got to let it go. The Bible said, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So many people are carrying so much wrath. They're saying all kinds of things to denigrate a person, to cause a person to be nothing. But the word of God says in the book of Jeremiah 10 and 24, he said, oh, Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Glory to God. He was saying to the Lord, it's all right for you to correct me, but with judgment. And he said, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. If God does it in his anger, he'll bring us to nothing. Glory to God. Let not corrupt communication come out of your mouth. And when you get angry and you hold
hold that anger in you, hallelujah, it will cause you to do things that are corrupt. Glory to God. Corrupt communication will proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to use of the edifying, this is what we should be doing. Those words that are good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And the Bible said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. We should be grieving God's Spirit, but we should be serving the Lord with grace in our hearts and with forgiveness in our hearts to one another, loving our brother, not letting the sun go down upon our wrath. Some go to
Amen.
They lay down with wrath. Hallelujah. They wake up with wrath. They go the next day with wrath. Hallelujah. Every time you see them coming, they got wrath, a frown on their face. They don't want to see you coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But don't let that anger live in you. If it lives in you, it will take control of you. It will cause you to do things that is contrary to the word of God. And we can't afford to allow ourselves to come under that spirit of the devil where we are being controlled by anger. Hallelujah. Being controlled by anger will bring you down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we need to not let it live in us, but pray and ask God to help you to overcome that spirit. Because I tell you, we're living in a world and in a time of a lot of anger, and is resting in the bosom of fools. That's what the Bible says. I'm not calling no one a fool, but the word of God says, anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. You see, this is what it causes to happen. Bitterness. Oh, I can't stand so-and-so. I can't stand when they get up and go forth and preach. But don't let it rest there. Don't let that bitterness rest there. Get rid of it. Get rid of the wrath. Get rid of the anger. Get rid of that clamor. Get rid of the evil speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God said, put away from you all malice, all of it, put it all away, and be ye kind one to another. Hallelujah. I tell you, we live in a time where it seems like man is just so bitter, like lemon. Glory to God. They are bitter against you. Why? Because there's something in them. Something in them that they need to get rid of. I tell you, because we're supposed to love one another, even with the faults, the failures, we still got to love one another. And I thought about Jesus, how he loved the thief, and he loved the murderer that was on the cross with him, and he was willing to forgive them of their sins. He was willing to save them. Hallelujah. But one began to rail on Jesus and say all kind of things. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross and bring and deliver us. Hallelujah. But Jesus, he forgave the other thief. Hallelujah. Because he repented in his heart. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest.
entrance into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. That man humbled himself. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. He humbled himself while he was on the cross. And Jesus had mercy on him. And he forgave him of his sin. And he said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. At the word of Jesus, that man was forgiven. If you let go of the anger, God, he can forgive. Hallelujah. He can erase the situation. He can make it better for you. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is all right. Thank you, Jesus. And we as ministers of God and bishops and elders, hallelujah, I believe the word of God began to speak in the book of Titus. He said, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not will, hallelujah, not soon angry. I've never seen so many elders and preachers and bishops get angry so soon. Hallelujah. Get that angry spirit on them and they carry it on from one day to the next, from week to week, from month to month, from year to year. Hallelujah. But it's time to get rid of the anger. Hallelujah. Don't let it live in you. Don't let that anger take control of your life. If it takes control, it'll have you doing things that are contrary to the word of God. It won't let you treat your brother right. It won't let you speak kind words. It won't let you forgive them. Hallelujah. But in order to make it into the kingdom of God, we must forgive one another. We must love one another. As the Bible has said, glory to God.
Amen.
We have to do what thus saith the Lord. Take God at his word. Do what the word of God say do. And when we do that, deliverance will come. The Lord will take out your anger. Hallelujah. You'll find yourself. You'll be peaceful. You'll be loving. You'll be tenderhearted. You'll be merciful. The Bible says this is what God requires, that we be just. Hallelujah. And merciful. We have to show mercy to one another, not rail on because they are down, not rail on because they were taken in the fault. Don't rail on them because they're weak. Don't rail on them because they sin. Yes, you can refute them. Hallelujah. Correct them. But don't go on, Lord, carrying anger, carrying wrath, because they did thus and so. Glory to God. We got to learn to trust in God. And so much so that we do what the word of God says to do. Love one another. Forgive one another. Don't hold bitterness against one another, but love your brother, love your sister, tenderness, with kindness. And I know there's a time for all things. There's a time to rebuke, and there's a time to refrain from rebuke. Hallelujah. You can't rebuke every day, every night, every time you come in. But you got to learn
child of God. Hallelujah. Treat them with mercy. Be tender-hearted toward them. Hallelujah. We can't afford to carry anger in our heart. Anger resting in the bosom of fools. If you find a person always angry, be against a person and professing to be a child of God, something is wrong. According to the word of God, it's not
Amen.
My word, but it's the word of God. There is something wrong. Sometimes we have to examine ourselves and see if we be in the faith. Glory to God. The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye had eternal life. And these are they of me. So I tell you, we have to be found in the word of God. I just thank God for his word on the night, short and sweet and to the point. Don't let anger live in you, because anger resteth in the bosom of fools. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to come this far and then be a fool. I tell you, God's word is right. All by yourself. So I thank the Lord for his word on tonight. And I pray that some soul will be encouraged not to let that anger live in them, but fight the devil back and get rid of it. Don't carry it around from month to month, from day to day, from night to night. We have to pray. We can't let the sun go down upon our wrath. Hallelujah. We got to pray. We don't know when the Lord is going to call us home. We can't afford to have all these things resting in our lives. Hallelujah. But we got to make sure that our conversation is pure and clean. Hallelujah. That we try our best to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. I just thank God for his word on tonight. Thank God. At this time, you're going to ask Ventamin to lead us in the closing prayer. There may be somebody that needs strength tonight. You can get it. You can get it tonight. Turn it over to Jesus. Let him take it over. Let him clear you of the anger and the animosity that you might have in your life. Let him fix it for you. Then, come forth and lead us in prayer.
With our minds on the Lord and our hearts humbled. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, O God, for speaking unto us and letting us know, O God, what you require. We pray right now, Lord, for forgiveness, that you will please, O Lord, search our hearts, whatever is in our heart that's not right, any anger, any animosity, any wrath, whatever is there that should not be there. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us and help us, O God. Help us, Lord, to get your anger out, Lord God, to not allow it to just rest in our bosom, Lord God, but to come to you and to ask for mercy. And we ask, God, that you will save those who don't know you, Lord. Yes. Deliver their souls, my God. Blot out their transgressions. Let their sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus, Lord, and anyone who has been going for so many long years having this anger and wrath in their bosom. I pray, God, that you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the spirit of anger.
Yes, Lord.
Rebuke the spirit of wrath.
You can.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Your blood cover right now, God.
Don't let the spirit overtake them, my God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, you have the power to do everything, and we need you to help us, Lord. Oh, God, we want to be kind one to another, Lord. We want to show love. We ask that you will send on help, Lord, and teach us how to walk upright before you. Teach us how to be meek and lowly. Teach us, Lord God, what we ought to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, make us ready, my God. Prepare us, Lord, that when you call our name, our work will be complete and our hearts will be pure in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, save souls everywhere.
Yes.
Save the souls that are lost out there, God.
Save.
Even those, Lord, in the body of Christ, we need
yes,
strength,
Lord.
Lord Jesus. Strengthen each and every one.
Thank you.
One by one and name by name. Encourage your people, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Help us, Lord, to do
help
your will,
us.
My God. Make us what you have us to be. Oh, my God. Make us all over, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we come to you, Lord. Shine your light upon us, my God. And everything that's not right, remove it from our lives.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh,
amen.
My God, we are ever looking unto you. Help us, Lord, to receive
help
your
us.
Word. Help us, oh, God, to take it in and to live by it every day. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our leaders, oh, my God, asking that you will teach them how to lead your people. Give
yes.
them wisdom and knowledge, Lord, understanding of your word and your will for your people. We
yes.
know that you're able, my God.
You're
bind
able.
The enemy that's fighting against them. Bind
yes,
the
Lord.
Enemy that's trying to bind. Put things in their heart.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
help
Jesus.
Them, Lord God.
Help,
help them, Lord.
Help
we
Lord.
Know that you're able, my Lord. And we're looking unto you right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord
of
God,
Jesus.
Bless the church. Watch over us, Lord. Keep
yes,
us,
Lord.
Oh, Lord, and preserve us. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds on you, Lord. Help
yes,
us
Lord.
Not to be distracted by the
help
things
us,
that
Lord.
We have. Oh, take away the frustration.
Take
it away,
Lord.
Oh, my God. The irritation,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes,
remove
Lord.
It in the name
move
of
it,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Move right now in a mighty way, oh God. Cover us under your blood. Keep us, Lord. We are looking and we're depending on you, Lord. And we are asking you, oh Lord God, to look on the speaker. Ask that you will ever strengthen and anoint her for your service. Bless her abundantly, oh God, with the blessing that she stands in need of. We ask that you will please even anoint her ministry the more. And let it grow and prosper. Let it expand, Lord God. Bless this broadcast and this ministry in a great and mighty way, Lord. And let your name be glorified. We are praying, Lord Jesus, that you will remember those on the prayer list one by
yes,
one and name by name.
Yes,
we pray,
Lord,
God,
Jesus.
For the bereaved families, Lord, who are suffering.
Yes.
From
yes,
their losses, oh God, asking that you
Jesus.
Comfort
yes.
and console them, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Wrap your arms around them, oh my
Jesus.
God, and help them during this
difficult
time. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
let
of
them know, oh God, that you are there. You're close to the family. And
Jesus.
We ask that you will uphold them and
yes,
keep the
Lord.
Families together. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
have
Jesus.
Mercy, Lord. Those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, asking for healing, we pray a special prayer for them, Lord Jesus,
yes,
that
Lord.
You will touch their body, make them whole yes. right now. God, heal them of their
heal,
sickness, of the diseases, of the virus, whatever
yes,
it is
Lord.
That's plaguing them, my God. We know you're a healer, and that's
healer,
and things impossible. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You
yes.
are a miracle worker, Lord.
You're a miracle
you
worker.
You're a healer for the body and the soul.
Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Bless
we believe you right now, oh God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We are taking you at your word. Lord,
yes.
we give you thanks, and we
thank
bless
you.
Your holy name. We
thank
praise you.
You,
Lord God.
Thank
we
you,
magnify you. and yes, we believe by hallelujah that we have
thank
the petition.
You.
We've asked in
yes,
the prayer.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer, that you
yes.
continue to bless us and be with
yes.
us. And all those who are listening, Lord, let a special blessing come
yes.
upon them on this
yes.
night. We believe it and we count it done. And we
yes.
thank
Lord.
You for it. Oh, God, we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord
yes.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for his anointing. I thank God because this is an on-time message. This is very timely and needed. Oh, glory to God. Don't let anger live in you. The Bible says that anger rests in the bosom of fools. Don't let this happen to you. This is an evil spirit, and it's trying to overtake people.
Amen.
Sometimes we do get upset. We do have some anger, but we don't have to let it stay there.
Yes.
Don't let the sun go down on our rest.
Amen.
If you're angry about anything, make sure you get it right. Before the day is over, before the sun goes down.
Amen.
If the sun is down and you're angry, don't let the sun rise before you get it right. Oh,
amen.
God, whatever's in there, it's got to come out. Whatever's in us that's not right, it's got to come out.
Amen.
Because when Jesus comes, it won't be time to get that right. It
amen.
Won't be time to repent. The time will be no more. That'll be it.
Amen.
Don't let this rest in your bosom. Don't let that stay with you. Don't carry that around. Because if you carry something like that around, it just grows and it embeds itself deeper and deeper. It becomes so rooted in you. It takes the power of God to get that out. And it takes work on your part to get it out, fasting and praying and calling upon the name of the Lord. But don't let this happen to you. I truly thank God for the word of God, and I truly enjoyed it. And it's sad that we can see it happening to people, you know, but the people have to want to get this anger out of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is our prayer. We pray. Glory, hallelujah, because like she was saying in the word of God, people get angry and they go out and they kill somebody, they do something, they destroy somebody's property, they just do things, road rage. People get angry because somebody fed up and cut them off and they get shot behind it. They take a gun and shoot somebody down just because they try to get in front of them or it's just a whole lot of anger going around. Praise the Lord. But the word of God teaches us how we are to carry ourselves before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the word. Keep on preaching the word of God and letting God have his way in your life. And now I'm just kind of going to give way that other evangelists who are on the line, or we have Cheryl on here, whoever would like to give some remarks to the word of God or have a few words to say, this is your opportunity at this time. God bless.
Yes. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Newbell. And don't let anger live in you, and saying that anger rests in the bosom of fools. That's self-explanatory right there. She's saying you need to learn how to get rid of the anger and the bitterness. You know, that some people, they go to sleep angry, they wake up angry. And like she said, some people, they stay angry even until the object of their anger goes to the grave or until they themselves go to the grave. And we have to be so watchful that our emotions don't cause us to lose our soul. That is something that's hard to overcome. Once you're there, and you're in that wrathful state, it's hard to come out of that. And God, he can bring you out.
like you said, sometimes that stuff gets, that anger gets mingled with hatred, and it gets rooted deep down in people, and they don't want to let it go. But if you want to go to heaven, you'll have to let that go. I enjoy the word of God, taking it in for myself, and maybe all you people preach the word of God.
Praise God. I thank God for the word that came through Evans May on the evening, letting us know about that anger. Amen. And it is rest in the bosom of fools. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what the word says.
Amen.
That's the word of God. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. You know, we as Christians, as believers, our salvation was founded on love.
Amen.
Not anger, not wrath, yes. Not hatred, not malice. These are things that creep in.
Amen.
Amen. And that anger, when you get that anger where it's resting in your bosom, it'll turn into hatred.
Amen.
Amen. It'll
Amen.
Cause you to hate an individual.
Amen.
It'll cause you to seek to do harm to an individual.
Yes.
Amen. It'll cause you to wish harm on an individual. Amen. That hatred.
Amen.
I thank God. I tell you, God is a God of love and of peace. The Bible said in all the churches. Amen. I thank God for the word of God tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to take the word of God in. I mean, to continue to preach the word of God. And I want to say to you, you, and you, continue to take the word of God in. Apply it unto your heart. Live by it. Amen. And we will be.
Amen. If we apply the word to our heart and do what the word says do, we'll be saved. Because the Bible said, be not only a hearer, but also a doer of the word. Amen. I thank God for the word.
Amen. I thank the Lord for the message coming to the Evangelist May tonight. She preached the truth tonight, talking about that anger, holding on to that anger. Some people, they hold that anger in until the heart busts open. They won't let it go. But I thank God because I have the mind, when even when people don't treat me right, I still love them. And what they do to me, I don't hold it against them because I'm trying to make it in.
Amen.
To make it in, you have to let it go and you have to forgive them.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for the word tonight. Ryan, just may keep preaching the word.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all the beautiful remarks and words of encouragement. And the word of God is right. Is it very important for us to take this word of God in? Yes, that salvation, that whatever God has for us, it was all founded on love.
Love.
Nothing about anger or hatred or anything like that. But we don't have to let that go.
Yeah.
Because it's a blessing to be able to love somebody who just hates you, somebody who's treating you indifferently. Somebody's wishing harm on you. It's a blessing to have love for that individual and to be able to forgive them. Praise be to God. Why should we be lost because somebody's hating on us? Why should we be lost because they don't like us or they hate us? Oh, glory to God. If we pray for them, that God will have mercy and save them from this, deliver them from that anger.
Amen.
Praise God. And we could thank the Lord once again for the beautiful message. And I tell you, I truly enjoyed it. I really wish that a whole lot of more people could hear this message.
All
right. Glory to God. So we're going to have to redo this one. Let that message be preached and preached and preached over and over, Evangelist May.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of people that really need to hear it. And I thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak the word of God that it may go out to many souls. So be encouraged. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of our evangelists and Sister Cheryl and all of our radio listeners. We thank you for tuning in on tonight, and I want to thank God for Sister Gloria West. I thank God for her. She continues to tune in and to be faithful. I tell you, she's calls and lets me know. I will be on tonight. Glory to God. God is good. You know, God's got great things in store for us if we just continue to do his will, preach his word, and do what God has given us to do. There are many doors that are open, and we need to go into some of those doors. We need to stop drawing back on God and stop being, you know, like with little faith, like, oh, I don't know if that's going to work. Oh, I don't think I should. We got to move by faith. We don't move by sight. And if we go by faith, God will do great things for us. He will open up a door, open up ways that we may be blessed. So we thank the Lord for the word of God on tonight and for our evangelists, as I stated. And thank God for Sister Cheryl. Thank God for you all. You're so faithful in helping to support this broadcast, and I really, really appreciate it. So I'm asking for each of you that can get a prayer through to continue to pray for me and this broadcast, and also pray for our evangelists here and our listeners. So we thank the Lord for all things. If there's nothing else, if anyone else have anything to say, brings our broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing. And we are expecting to start having prayer. There was a message that was preached on this morning. I tell you, that word spoke direct, and it just gave me a witness on what the Lord is leading me to do. And it said that we should pray unto the Lord and do it speedily. So somebody said you should wait, but that message came today. Do it speedily, to pray before the Lord. I got my answer, and I'm going to move on. The Lord say the same. And start moving to get things in order and start praying in this building. We are in the building right now. This is the second message that was preached here in the building here. Dana Cynthia preached the first message here in the building, and we had a wonderful time. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing and for how he's blessing. We have souls waiting. They're waiting. They want to come. So we got to get in a hurry and do what thus saith the Lord. So we ask him that you pray for us. God bless you. If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. And say good night, and God bless you.